The 15th chapter in the Rambam, Silchus Tumas Tzaras, and Laws Tumah of Tzaras, and the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which in this parak we continue from the previous parak discussing the nega of a bais, specifically regarding the quarantine of the nega of the bais, and regarding the smashing of the wall and its purification. The Rambam begins halacha off regarding the nega of a bais, that its quarantine is for 3 weeks, more than we've seen up until this point. Nigi bottom. The nega of a house, yesh bim hezger shalosh shavuos, the quarantine could be up to 3 weeks. Shehim tisha asayim, which really that's a total of 19 days, because shehim shvi oy lekan lekan, because after the first week, day 7 really counts as if part of the day is already the end of the 7, and already as if it's the first day of the 8. V'yem shleisha asar oy lekan lekan, so to day 13, which is then 7 days from day 7, and then it's also continuing to be the first day of the next week. It comes out that you learn that if it comes to it that it needs to have a quarantine of 3 weeks, at the end of the first week is day 7, day 13, and on day 19. Now, the fact that by a house the quarantine is for 3 weeks is not explicit in the Torah. So too, the majority of the laws of nega of a house are divrei kabbalahim, are words of tradition. Halacha beis. Now, b'chol ha'dinim ha'farashim b'matayru u'b'divrei kabbalah, and all the laws that are explicit in the Torah and in the words of tradition, kachim, are as follows. K'shiyavah ha'koyim, when the koyim comes v'yira ha'nega shakeh, and he sees the nega is submerged, yirakrak or yadamdam, whether very green or very red, k'meshban, like we explained in the previous parak, yazgir shabbos yam. So the quarantine is for 7 days. V'filim matzai kuloi b'tchilo, yirakrak or yadamdam. And even you see the whole house initially coming in a state of totally very green or very red, still, that doesn't mean anything yet. Yazgir, first you put into quarantine. On day 7, you look at it again. If the nega got a little bit darker, meaning lighter, meaning it doesn't have the rich green or red anymore, to say if it disappeared, well then, then you peel away the area where the nega was, but my is tar, and then the house is going to be tar. Now, let's say you find it, it stayed as is, and it didn't extend, so it didn't get less, didn't get more. So maskish for sheni, then you quarantine for a second week. You look at it on day 13. If the nega got lighter or if it disappeared, then koylof mukam nega, you peel away the area of the nega. You purify the house with birds. Now let's say you find that the nega spread at the end of the second week, or if it stayed as is. So then you peel away the stones that the nega was on, and you peel away the mortar. So you break down the wall and you peel away the mortar. You remove the stones, you peel away the mortar, and you take it out of the city. And then you plaster the whole house, and then you quarantine for a third week. On day 19, you look at it again. If the nega came back the size of 2 grisen, this is halacha known as expansion after it's already plastered. But not it's called a bais, and therefore you have to demolish the whole house. If the nega did not come back, then matari, you purify it, and that's bits of harm with the procedures of the birds. Now, as long as the nega comes back, before you get a chance to purify it with the birds, so harizin notitz, that requires the smashing of the house. That's like the halacha of expansion. Let's say the nega only comes back after you already did the purification procedure of the birds. Well, then you're not look at it like start over again because it's a new nega. So to let's say the nega expanded at the end of the first week. You take off the stones that the nega is on. And you peel off the mortar that's on those stones and you take it out of the city. And you plaster the whole house. And then you quarantine for the second week and take a look at it. If you find the nega the size of 2 grisen, 2 beans, so that is going to be what's called expansion after it was plastered. And therefore, from the nega called a bias, you have to demolish the whole house. If the nega did not come back, well, then it's a barm. Then you purify it with the birds. As long as you see it and it comes back, the nega, before you did the purification with the birds, well, then you notice, then you have to smash the whole house. But if you see it after it already was purified with the birds, then you rabbit chil again, then you have to, you look at it initially, like you start all over again, which you look at it, quarantine, and so on and so forth. Halacha Gimel continues regarding this procedure that we say of taking apart the stones and switching them. So, k'shocheilet tzavon m'sheben nega, which we mentioned in the previous halacha, when you take apart the stones that the nega is on, in the chelitz pachas m'shtei avon, you don't take apart less than two stones, because the pasuk says v'cholzu es avanim. It says in the plural. And ve'in nitel avan mitzadzeh mevin latzadzeh. You cannot take stones from one side of one wall and bring it to this area. Krishna says the pasuk v'yikur v'lo kavan machir. You have to take other stones. No, none of the stones of the house. Additionally, neither can take the mortar, the earth that you're taking off, from one side and bring it to the other side. Krishna says in the pasuk, v'ofer acher yikach, and other earth you should take, v'tachas abayis, and you plaster the house. Moreover, v'enutach besid, you don't plaster with lime, el ba'ofer, rather with mortar. Shneimar says in the pasuk, v'ofer acher yikach, v'gemer, that other earth you should take and use to plaster, etc. Ein maybe even achas, t'achas shtayim shachalts, you don't take one stone, a big stone to take the place of the two that you took off. And neither take two stones to take the place of one of the stones that you took off. Ella, maybe shtem tachashtem. Rather, you have to bring two to take the place of the two. But you could bring two to take the place of three that you took off, because the Torah is only particular that it should be more than one. Once you bring more than one, that's okay. So even if it was originally three, you could put two in that place. Lachadal continues regarding what happens if there's a stone that has a neg on it that's actually from two different people. If let's say there was a wall that was sheared between him and his friend, a townhouse. Shneim chaltzim. So they both have to take apart the stone. Or shneim kritzim asav. They both have to take off the mortar. Or shneim mevim avon mechayz. They both have to bring other stones. Aval bala bais maybe levadis asav. But only the homeowner of the nega on his side, he's the one that brings the mortar. Shneimek says in the pasuk in the singular. Va'ava acher yikach betoch. And other earth he should take and he should plaster. So ain't chaver metabel ma'beticha. So his friend is not engaged with him with the plastering. Has to be just himself. Halacha hey, a similar case, Evan Shabazabas. If you have a stone by the corner, which is partly in his house, partly in another person's house. So Bismachu Khilis, when he takes off the stone, Khilis is cool, has to take off the whole stone. Now Bismachu nitates, and when he smashes, Nitz Shalai, but he only smashes that which is his, which is in the house that has a nega. And he leaves that of his friend because it says Vinatat's in the singular. Now, but there is in this halacha a doubt. If the part that is his friend's, should that become a yod le'eben shalay, like a handle of his stone? In other words, do we say the part of the stone that's in his friend's house, like is it like a handle of, because it was connected to that of his own, and therefore it would bring tumah into his friend's house? Because an even that has a nega contaminates in the oil, that's a suffix if that would be considered that his part is like a yad, and therefore secondary to have this tumah of a nega. Halach above talks about the house and its secondary parts. So, if there's a house that has a neg in it, now there was a loft, the second story on top of the house. So, we give the beams, so to speak, to the upper story. In other words, the beams are considered as if it's part of the loft, which is tar, and then when you're smashing the house, you're going to put some like beams beneath the pillars to support the upper story, and you're going to remain that. The upper story doesn't have to be demolished. Near Bali, let's say it was seen on the loft. So then you actually put the beams and say it's part of the house. And it doesn't have to be smashed then also. Now, let's say there was no upper story on top of the first floor. Then Avonav, the Eitzav, Afari, then it's stones and it's wood and it's earth, are kul mitatzim, then they're all smashed with it because since there's no other building to combine it with, it's obviously part of the house that has a nega, even though it's above it. But we do save the bricks that are above the level of the beams. This and also the lattice work in the windows, which are like made to protect children from not falling out the window, those are not considered part of the house, and that could be said that doesn't have the halacha of the neg of the bayis. Halacha zayin, halakech avon mibayis muzgir. Someone takes stones from a house that was quarantined after it was removed, ubanon mibayis tar, and he builds it into a house that was tar that never had a tumah. And then chazah negala muzgir. And then the nega comes back to the original house, which you had taken the stones out of, which was quarantined, and now you have to demolish it, because the nega came back to it. So actually, chelitz is avanah shebatar. You have to also remove the stones that you had taken from that house, and you built it into the house that's tar, because it's actually part of the house that needs to be demolished, because it was removed, but it was part of that house. So you have to remove those stones from the tar house. Let's say near a nega al havanah shebana. Let's say, actually, you see the nega on the stones that were built into the tar house. Then the musgiri notitz, then the original house that was in quarantine has to be demolished because it's a nega on the stones that are still related to that first house. Now, v'abayis hasheni, now regarding the second house, which is where these stones are in, which has the nega, musgiri notitz b'nega zeh, you actually quarantine with this nega. In other words, you don't remove it now right away because you need to see how this nega affects the second house. Kedin kol bayis shenir by negev tchila, like any house that you initially see in negev, which this house was always tar, and now that these stones are part of it, which caused you to demolish the first house, but now you have to check it out and see, okay, how is it going to manifest in the second house? Halacha ches continues regarding the purification that we discussed. Ketzem etarnes abayis hamenuga. How do we purify a house that has a nega, which is achar chalitza baticha, after the removing of the stones and the plastering, which we said that if nothing develops, we said that, okay, then we're okay, and we purify with the birds. So it's mevi mayim chayim meklicha. So you bring live waters, like water from a spring, in an earthenware vessel, which states from two birds, you bring the cedar wood and the hyssop and the red thread. Kataharas adam, like just like you do regarding the purification of a person that was a mitzvah, which really explained all these halachas. The only difference is shabu adam, by a person mazah shabu palmam la'achi yadu shemitzar, you spray it seven times on the back of the hand of the mitzvah. But bias regarding this of a negative house, mazah shabu palm ala mashkib shal bias mabchutz, you spray it seven times on the lintel of the house on the outside. But a sharkom masem shem regarding all the other activities regarding the purification of a person with tzaras is something that a bias that has a negative tzaras.